When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the show. What at all? Happy to be here, and hope you are as well. A lot of stuff to cover this hour and next hour. It's kind of crammed in. Now, normally we have our normally Tuesdays are the busy shows, but today, besides our topic that we're probably going to get to next hour, but we may cover some of it this hour, which has to do with indexed universal life, and I'll tell you why in a bit. We've also got our, hey, what do you know, our insurance person, our specialist, our guru, Gene Pastula, going to join us this hour, yes, on a Wednesday rather than a Tuesday. And he's got some stuff to say about annuities and long-term care and all that stuff. And I'm sure he's got an anecdote or two to tell you as well. So stick around. Lots of stuff to talk about, as I said. Strategy. We've been covering a lot of strategy this week so far. We'll get to an email or two in just a moment. And if you want to get on board, call now. We'll be taking we don't have a lot of time this particular segment. But if you want to mark down the number and give us a call sometime soon, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And you can email us at our website, wealtheded.com, WEALTH, wealtheded.com, as in wealth education. That's what we try to do here on this program. And speaking of wealth education, it's important to know exactly... I guess you don't have to know exactly, but your advisor should discuss with you some of the ramifications of the new tax law and how it might affect your particular situation. Seen some confusion, Professor Plum. Maybe not so much with regular folks, but even some journalists who are getting some of this wrong. I read an article that you sent me earlier, and I'm thinking the same thing as you were. Here's the deal with the... When you have a new tax...
Well, I didn't like the way that the headline was written, and that's why I sent it to you. I thought it was fairly misleading.
That said your tax...
The tax cut will evaporate by the end of... by 2019. And then I read the article, I'm thinking, how is that tax cut going to evaporate? Assuming you are one of the many people that will have a lower tax bill this year. And they weren't talking about the taxes being lower. They were talking about a problem with the withholding tables and the fact that even though you owe less in taxes, you may be withholding too little out of your paycheck every week or every month, however often you're paid, so that when April of next year, February, March, April of next year, when you file your return, you may actually have to pay something then. It's not because you had the tax cut went away and went up. It's not because your tax liability was higher. It's because you didn't withhold enough. Because right now they don't have the proper withholding tables.
Yeah, and that could be an issue. Although I think they're going to come out with the new ones. But explain what this is for people who may look and they say, well, look at my check. Wow, it's a little bit higher this year.
Yeah, and your check, paycheck probably will be a little bit higher this year. Every year it gets a little bit higher because if it's the same dollar amount, the withholding tables withhold slightly less because even without the tax bill change that we're getting for 2018, the tax brackets in 2017 allowed for a little bit more income in each bracket than 2016. The standard deduction was a little bit bigger in 2017 than it was in 2016. So if my income was exactly the same amount in 2017 as it was for 2016, my taxes went down a little bit. That's just the way life works. Now, with a brand new tax code coming up starting January 1, the 2018 tax year, for most people, their actual tax liability will go down a little bit. How much? That depends on where you are on different, you know, scales. But it will go down a little bit. Is it going to go down huge? No, probably not huge. But that's only part of it. Where? How do we pay our taxes? Do we actually pay our taxes when we file our return? Most people do not pay anything when they file their tax return for the year. So when we do our 2017 return here coming up in the next couple of months, most people are going to get a refund. Does that mean that you didn't have a tax liability for 2017? No, it meant that the majority of your, more than the majority of your taxes were covered by a prepayment, an ongoing sinking fund, whatever you want to call it. We are paying our taxes. We're paying into a withholding fund, a side fund, a holding account to pay our taxes every month. So instead of writing a check for $10,000 in April, we paid $800 a month through our paychecks to come up with the $10,000 that we wanted to pay. Every month, every time you get a paycheck, there's some withholding in it, right? If you want to get a bigger paycheck, change your withholding. If you want to get a bigger refund, change your withholding the opposite direction. Does your withholding change what you owe in taxes at the end of the year? Nope. Your taxes are your taxes. Withholding is done so that you don't have to come up with a big check in April.
Yeah. So let's say you owed exactly $10,000 for 2017, and you withheld $800 a month.
Out of your paycheck.
Out of your paycheck. Well, so you withheld $9,600.
When you filed your return for that year, you
right.
would include a check for $400.
Right. That's it was short. Now, if you withheld...
$900.
Yeah. So what is that?
$10,800.
Okay. So there you go. Thank you. If you withheld $900 a month instead...
Which means you got $100 less in your paycheck every month. You've paid in $10,800 in withholding. You only owed $10. Now you're going to get a refund.
You're going to get an $800 refund. Now, when people get that refund, Professor Plum, they say, heck, I didn't owe any tax. In fact, not only did I not owe taxes,
they gave
I got $800 back. So that's not true. You did owe taxes. You just overpaid.
Now, there are some people who don't owe taxes,
yes.
and they do get money back, more so than they withheld money in. But that's more on the rare occurrence side. That's the lower income side, earned income tax credits, refundable credits. And now that we have a $2,000 child tax credit, there will be some people that have that as well, with you know, $1,400 of it being refundable. So there's a disconnect in our thought process in that, you know, it's like when people say, well, I took a $10,000 distribution from my 401k, and the 401k withheld 20%. So I received a check for $8,000. $2,000 went to the IRS as a mandatory withholding. But I also had $200,000 worth of income for the year. So my tax bracket for 2017, maybe I was in the 28% tax bracket. I do my taxes, and I find out I owe some more money in taxes because of that $2,000. I have to pay taxes twice? I got taxed twice? No, you didn't get taxed twice. You got taxed once. It's just that you made the payment in two installments. One installment was the $2,000 you paid when the money was distributed to you, and then you settled everything up when you did your tax return. That's what a tax return is about. It's an accounting. It's a settling of accounts. It's a determination of what your income and your taxes were and compared to what you've already prepaid through your withholding. That's what goes on. That's how you get a refund, or that's how you may have to pay. I've dealt with somebody who has to pay every year. And no, I'm not talking about John Dean this time.
I don't know this year. I have no clue. I'll find out.
And they don't understand how they don't, how come they always have to pay? It's because they are claiming an unrealistic, they're claiming like a 99 exemptions. And so they're having very little, if nothing, taken from their paycheck every, yeah, sure, they get a bigger paycheck every month. But they're just going to have to pay it at the end of the year. So how you set up your withholding, and that's where we're having the problem right now, is we have this new tax bill. We have these new tax brackets, new deductions or non-deductions, not able to deduct things. And they don't have the corresponding tax withholding tables. You know, if you make X, most likely you're going to owe Y amount in taxes. So we're going to take that out of your paycheck to get you to the right amount or close to it. That's what withholding tables do. If you say I'm married with no dependents, they're going to withhold one, you know, a certain amount of your paycheck. That amount differs for somebody who's getting paid $1,000 a month versus somebody who's getting paid $10,000 a month. You know, so it's the withholding table. We don't have the withholding tables for the new tax bill yet. So they're using last year's tax withholding tables.
Now, they will have them soon.
Yeah. And there'll be an adjustment. And how much of an adjustment it'll be, I'm not too sure. We'll see how it comes out. I played around with my tax bill, and I said, according to my 2016 taxes, if I set them up based on the new tax bill, you know, didn't have the, I was capped at $10,000 on my state and local income tax deduction. You know, if I didn't have my personal exemptions, I put all these things in. I came out that my taxes were within a couple hundred bucks, the same number with the new tax bill as they were in 2016, based on my 2016 income.
Well, how do you do that for next year? I mean, for this year?
I went into what my income was. I added back in the deductions I wasn't going to be able to take.
Are you talking about on another dummy tax return?
Well, I did it by hand, but yeah. Oh. It was a dummy tax return because I was using, because my income's been fairly steady each year. And so I just use, and my deductions are fairly steady each year. I know about what they are. And I used and said, if this tax bill had been in place in 2016, based on my 2016 income, what would I have owed in taxes? And I compared to what I actually did owe in taxes in 2016, and I was within $200.
Well, that's nice.
And you know, so it's, but the difference is I had a lot more taxable income because I don't have as many deductions, but it's 3 or 4% lower across the board on taxes.
Yep. So that should make up for some of it. Not all of it, but some
of it. So most people are going to have a very similar issue.
All right, taking a break. Gene Pastula is going to join us here when we come back, and we're going to talk about these annuities that we've mentioned before, but we get a lot of interest in those, and it has to do with long-term care as well. Stick around, a whole lot more to come. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. We're back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Strategy investing, strategy, buckets, investing, all wrapped together in a nice, neat little package. And part of that package includes Gene Pastula, who joins us here. You're a day late there, Mr. Pastula.
I had a dollar short.
At least a dollar. I wasn't going to mention your finances, but that's all right, because I know you're covered with certain guaranteed sources of income, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But normally you're here on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We've pushed you back a day, or you pushed yourself back a day. It was raining, and he can't go out in the rain.
You know, in Southern California,
nobody knows how to drive in the rain.
We don't do rain.
You don't do the rain thing?
Right.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, so you're here. I should say that you had to traverse a mountain pass that was pretty.
That's
you
true.
Know, it's not like you don't necessarily.
I don't think I got here until after you guys were all done yesterday.
Yeah, and you were all sad, and that's how it was. And yeah. So we said, well, why don't you come on in? Come on in today,
Gene. Come on in, yes.
And so I mentioned guaranteed income. First thing I'm going to do is I want you to write down Gene Pastula's phone number, his contact information, because it's important you get in touch with him. Every time you're on, somebody will call, and they say, I missed what he was talking about. So we're going to make sure you all pay attention. But here's the number, 800-238-8144. That's the number you can reach Gene directly. I think he stands in front of an actual telephone waiting for it to ring.
I pace.
Back and
forth? In front
of
the phone, yes.
Yes.
It's much better if the phone rings and I get calls. So.
It's one of the...
say call to say hi.
That's it. Just call to say hello. No, talk to him about some of this stuff. You can also go to safemoneymonitor.com if you happen to be internet savvy. But we'll remind you of that more. Okay, so it has to do with a couple of things here. We're going to start with the lifetime income portion of this, Gene. Lifetime income is, to me, and I've said this many times, very, very important. I like to know what my worst case scenario is whenever I'm doing anything. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I don't like the idea of the last 4 years of my life not having any income.
Well,
I used
sure.
It all up.
Well, yeah. Well, or at least
that's
even,
not good.
No, even the specter of having
right.
Having it run out. It's like watching you're out in the desert somewhere and your cell phone battery is going, and it would be nice to have an unlimited battery. It's like watching the gasoline in your car, you know, and then you're in the same desert.
You know, that's an interesting analogy.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I've always been a student of aging ever since I was a young man. I mean, for some reason, it always, the whole concept attracted me, and I've been paying attention to it for 50, 60 years. And now I am aging, and I can see what's different about how I think about things, different than it was just a few years ago. And as you get into your 70s and then into your 80s, and you're still vibrant and good health and all the rest of the stuff, and you realize you could go for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the inflation that goes on and the increase in, you know, in taxes and standard of living, cost of living and what have you, and you start to wonder, is this... And then you look at the volatility and the markets and what have you. The idea of having something that's dependable and predictable and that you know you will not... outlive.
It's important. It is. Look at Social Security.
That's right.
All right, that is one form of guaranteed income.
Right.
And you know you can count on it. And people put it as part of their retirement income source. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, without Social Security, even if they're only, you know, even if it's only 25-30% of their retirement income, that's a big chunk right there. So yeah. It's good to have that. That's why I like it personally.
Right. A lot of the people that we talk to who have money that they've set aside, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, hopefully closer to a million, but it's what they use to live on. And when they look at what percentage of that money they can actually take each year and spend in order to at least have a great chance of having it last as long as they do, they see that percentage is fairly low. And particularly if their bills and their costs are going up, it makes that even greater. Now, you mentioned Social Security, and Social Security is an annuity. It's an annuity set up by the government, and it's probably one of our most favorite things in this country as a society.
Because, once we start receiving it.
Exactly, because we know it's going to be there every month and for as long as we live. And so why wouldn't we look at putting another annuity, into our portfolio? Now, I get these little things here on a daily basis from various annuity companies.
You mean advertisements, solicitations?
Well, they're marketing. And what they are is they're telling us, people in my business, what they're offering right now, because you know interest rates change and the whole thing, and so an annuity company today that may pay out the best cash flow among its peers a month from now, another company may. And I mean it just goes like this all the time.
All right.
And so we get these things. And so I just picked one up before I came over here that I got in today. And how many single retirees out there, say, who are 75 years old, are able to take 8% cash flow out of their portfolio with complete confidence that it'll last as long as they do?
If they're 75, well, probably not that many. I mean,
what's
you
that?
Go
what
through your own to, go yeah, through your own money in
14
what?
Years or so, 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. It's about a 2.75% rate of return.
Yeah.
But we're not looking at it at 15 years. We're looking at it. What happens if I live to be 95?
Or longer. Before, like my mother.
It happens.
Exactly. At 70, it's 7.5%. You know that. So that's the kind of income that now it all depends on the individual's particular situation and what's important to them. I mean, these numbers that I'm going on are the best that are available, because they are what's called a straight annuity, just like Social Security. When you die, there is no more money coming, okay? Whereas there are other annuities that say, when you die, if we haven't distributed at least everything that you gave us to begin with, we'll give that money to your heirs.
Yeah, now they won't give you 8%.
They won't
on
give
that.
You quite the same amount.
Well, there's always a give and take.
Of course. Exactly.
The more
of
guarantee
course.
You want, the less you're going to get over
here. The more features and things that you need to take care of, you know, that there's a cost of that in terms of a lower amount of the income benefit or that type of thing. But it's interesting. A lot of people. I mean, I run across this all the time. Well, not all the time.
Yes.
Every couple of weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Where individuals are, you know, they're in their 70s or so. They've been retired for 10 or 12 or 14 years. And they're finding it's getting tighter and tighter, even though they don't even want to spend quite as much, you know, because they're now close to 80 years old or mm-hmm. over 80. And their lifestyle's a little more calm.
Well,
and they don't know how to. They don't know what to do about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got solutions. Yes. All right. I'm sure Gene will tell us when we come back. All right. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Gene Pastula, talking guaranteed income and more when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing rolling along.
Johnny, finally, some good music.
Yeah. Now, you know which version this is, don't you, Gene?
I don't know which version.
It's the Blues Brothers.
It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's not the original TV show
rolling,
theme.
Rolling, rolling was all I needed.
Oh, that's all you needed. Okay. All
those lights are out on purpose.
Exactly. Well, there's no chicken wire required here. Just some of the best in money information. We got both kinds. We got annuity and long-term care. Now, we were talking before the break, Gene Pastula, about guaranteed income. Just very quickly, before we get to the long-term care side of this, how does one, you said something about 8%. Let's just get specific here and talk about very quickly how somebody can get some kind of guaranteed income and what can they expect from it.
So if you do a typical portfolio that the money managers or what have you might that might suggest, it's in fact I think what is it 60-40.
That's
bonds
a typical
versus,
60-40, 50-50 somewhere.
Yeah,
in there.
Something like that. Part
that's
stocks,
a typical balanced portfolio.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you look at the balance, the fixed, the interest-bearing or the safe portion of that 50-50, your return is
2.5 to 3%.
2.5 to 3%. So you combine the 2.5 to 3% with whatever you're getting on the stock side, and that pretty much is a foundation for what you're going to be able to take out of there. Well, if you could take at least a portion of that fixed side and change the 2.5 to 5 or 6 or 8%, depending on your age, that can substantially increase the amount of income or money you have to spend every month, and you still haven't used. In fact, you've increased the probability of the entire portfolio lasting as long as you do.
Right. And now, to be fair, that 5, 6, 7, 8% is not an earnings rate compared to that 2.5 to 3%.
It's a payout.
The
That's
difference
right.
is
yes.
you don't have to worry That's about right. selling it because it doesn't get 2.5% every year. It's a portfolio that can be up 10, minus 5, minus 10, up 12. It could be all over the place. And if you're taking a distribution in those years where it's down, that's going to have a very dramatic effect on the longevity of that policy.
Exactly.
Whereas what you're talking about, the payout is there. And
regardless,
it doesn't. There's no market volatility to it.
That's right.
And the goal is to live a long time, and not worry about it.
Yeah, and of course, each one of us has our own requirements, things that we truly want to see happen, and that has to be taken into consideration when you set up the portfolio and you decide whether or not, and if so, how much.
All right, so you're talking about is a form of an annuity here that can either pay you until you're gone, in which case it stops.
Mm-hmm. Or it can pay you and your spouse until both of you are gone.
Right, with a little bit less of a payout. But the whole thing is this, that you can't run out of it. You can't run out of it.
Exactly.
If you use up all the money that you gave the insurance, that you put in the insurance company's account or whatever, it doesn't matter.
They keep paying.
They keep paying. They dig into their pockets and write you a check every single month or whatever it happens to be.
Exactly.
All right, so we have that. Now, there's another side to this, because you might feel that you have your income needs all set and ready to go and that you're fine. But what you've forgotten about is the potential for needing some form of care, long-term care, which can eat into that money dramatically.
Exactly. And there's people who don't necessarily need to put an annuity into their portfolio in order to feel comfortable that their portfolio will last as long as they do.
Sometimes they have all the income they
have. Yeah, they have plenty of income,
yep.
And they are, and they have no problem with.
Well, their bills are within reason, sure, compared to the income they have, yeah, coming in from, mm-hmm, Social Security pensions and,
exactly,
other sources.
Exactly. So. So that isn't, they're not really highly motivated for that. But they do have something that we all face, and that is the risk that at some point toward the end of their life, usually, mm-hmm, they're going to need care. They're going to need care in their home or in a nursing facility or assisted living because of any variety of illnesses, dementia, what have you. That afflicts us in our later parts of our lives.
So what can you do about it?
Well, now that's another thing that the annuity industry has been able to address. And so when I talk to somebody before I even get to that point, you know, their response will be, well, you know, I'm not going to buy long-term care insurance. I've looked at it. I don't like the cost of it. It's, you know,
I don't like the fact they can raise the premiums in the
future. And they often do,
etc., which they do, etc. So I've got plenty of money. I'll just take the risk myself. And so when you look at their portfolio, you see the 50-50 or 40-60 or whatever it is. You see that a nicely done portfolio will have fixed assets in it. And of course, that's the part of the portfolio that is most likely going to be attached first as a source of income or of cash to pay these bills that are $9,000 to $14,000 a year, in some states and cities even more. So an annuity in that portfolio can expand that value of those fixed assets, whatever you put in there, significantly. You know, on average, for example, a $1,000 transfer out of, say, some bonds into an annuity for this purpose could set up a situation where, when needed for long-term care, that annuity could turn into $300,000 instantly. The moment that you now require long-term care, you know that the money that's in that annuity will last three times longer than it would have otherwise.
And it's there to pay those bills when you need it.
Of course, yes. So worst case is you don't use, or best case actually, best case is you don't need it.
You don't need the long-term care.
And then the money you put in there will go to your heirs with a slight rate of return. You need it for something else. You have a critical situation, so you take the money back and do something else with it. I mean, it's your choice. You're not giving up the money. You're simply choosing where you deposit that money, in this case with an insurance company that says, if this money is on deposit when you need long-term care, we'll agree to start paying it out and pay it out for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Till we paid out three times as much,
right?
So, of course, all tax free, which is an
I like that.
Yeah. I like the tax free element of it,
exactly,
as well.
So it's efficient, it's safe, it's predictable, you know, and the rate of return, the financial rate of return inside of that thing, when you consider all that it does, is very respectable. So anyway. And you can turn it into income anytime you want as well. So
there's a potential to do that. You mean like a lifetime income,
yeah, like,
sort of
so
thing?
You have $100,000 in there for 10 years and you fall into the situation where we talked about in the first segment, where clearly it's, you know, income's getting a little tight. And income today is more important than paying for long-term care, maybe, you know, 4, 5, 6 years from now. So you can take that $100,000 and whatever the growth has been in it, and you can move it into, you probably wouldn't want to use that particular annuity, you simply move it into another one that pays, you know, now you're 75 years old, pays 7-8% income. And so, you know, it's a real great tool to have to take care of two of the most aggravating issues to people my age.
Yeah, so you say, okay, well, I've got money sitting in this account here. What's it doing for you? Well, I'll tell you what. It's giving me a, you know, similar rate of return, perhaps, to something if I put it in, you know, bonds or CDs or some combination of that. However, what if I need to go into long-term care? Well, it's ready to pay for that, too. In fact, it's worth about three times as much as what it says. For long-term care, if I happen to need it for 4 or 5 years. If I don't need it for long-term care, well, it's going to go to my heirs when I'm gone. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if I want it, you know, next year for something, I can take it back, or at least a, you know,
how
portion.
How about that? Insurance, that the money is always there for you in some fashion, sooner or later.
See, that would be nice.
As opposed to my auto insurance.
Well, that's
all
it.
My homeowner's.
It would be nice if I could put all this money I put into my homeowner's insurance, just be able to take some of that out.
That.
You know, if I
that.
Never needed it, yeah. And I sold my home, and
or
they
decided
said,
I didn't want to insure the house anymore.
Well, I'm not sure I'd get away with that, but okay, but I sold my home.
Exactly.
Hey, how about all these, you know what? I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
And they said, here, have it back.
Yeah, there you go.
Great, thanks.
You
they're
don't
not,
want it? Okay.
They're not going to do that. All right. Gene Pastula. Look, if you want to talk to Gene about this stuff, very important, covering your long-term care needs and potentially your income needs, lifetime income needs, give him a call, 800-238-8144, or go online at safemoneymonitor.com. Gene Pastula, you're invited back one more time.
Thank you. I will be back.
We will see you next week.
I'll be back.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. We're coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
We've got the strategy and we've got the team to execute it. The financial planning strategists and the investment team at Lucia Capital Group are ready to answer your questions on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Hey, Brains Trust standing by. We're here till the top of the hour. Another hour coming up. So more to talk about, more to say. We're going to get into another aspect of life insurance next hour, because it's important. It's an important planning tool. It can be. And that has to do with something called indexed universal life. And you may have been, you may have heard this, whether you knew it or not. You may have been told that this is, hey, it's a great tax-free savings vehicle and blah, blah, blah. And in some cases, it is. I'm not going to dismiss it, but we're also going to be realistic about it and tell you exactly what it is you're getting, why it's hyped so much, and all that stuff. So that's coming up next hour sometime, probably toward the first part of the hour. 877-PLANNER, if you've got questions or comments on your money, your situation, your individual situation, your retirement, can you make it from here? 877-752-6637. We were talking with Gene Pastula last segment or two about the use of these annuities. And I want to be clear, Professor Plum, that when you hear something like 8% or 7% or whatever it happens to be, what we're talking about is not a rate of return. It is a payout rate. So if you give me $100,000 and I give you $12,000 a year back for 7 years?
Eight years.
Okay, for a little over eight years.
If I give you $12,500.
$12,500 a year for 8 years, I've given you a 12.5%. You've just gotten 12.5%. Now,
a payout.
Now, if I give you $12,500 a year, and at the end of those 8 years, I return your original $100,000 back, then you've gotten a 12.5% rate of return.
Yeah, that's
There's a
12.5%
difference here.
Rate of return. The annuities are there to create income. And when compared to the 60-40 split, 50-50 balanced portfolio, the overall return of the balanced portfolio over time would probably create a better rate of return. But it's that over time that we have an issue with, because over time, yeah, it probably will do a 5 or 6% rate of return, but not year to year, month to month. It might be down 10 or 15%. The average balanced portfolio in 2008 was down like 25%. And if you're still taking a distribution out of it at that time, well, you're asking for trouble. It's the volatility. And so a lot of people don't like the idea that that volatility can take away and end up with no money. I mean, faster than that 12 and a half year that John was talking about, or the 15-year time horizon that some of these annuities play with. And so it's a matter of life expectancy and guarantees. There is a certain emotional satisfaction to knowing that if my bills are X and I've got enough income coming in from Social Security, pensions, and an annuity to cover that full X, I'm good to go. I can sleep really well at night. Whereas if I'm worried about taking a distribution from my portfolio, where over time it might do better, but if I hit the wrong time, I decided to retire just before 2008, just before 2000 to 2002, just before, when's the next one? I don't know when the next one is. That I may run out of money even faster than, you know, 10 years. And I don't want to run out of income. Running out of income, in many respects, is more important than maintaining an asset base. And that's where these are useful, to make sure. So there's two sides of this. One is to get your expenses in line and make sure, you know, a lot of people don't like long-term care premiums because it's another expense. That's why these linked benefit policies, whether it be annuity or life insurance based, can make sense. It's a kind of a one-and-done thing. You're done with it. You set off the side. You don't have to think about making a payment anymore. Payments can just become a problem in retirement unless you have enough income. Now, we've talked about it before. Retired individuals who work for companies or municipalities that have good pensions and good Social Security, the combination of all those, they've got more income coming in from pensions and social than they're spending. Okay, that's a different game. They should not be looking at an annuity that gives them lifetime income. But if you're like the rest of us, where we have, you know, maybe we have good Social Security, but our expenses still outstrip those Social Security benefits and whatever small pensions we might have.
Yeah.
We may want to carve off a piece of the portfolio to create this income to give us peace of mind that we don't have to worry about the ups and downs in the markets. We still have some money left over to, you know, to take advantage of the ups. And when the downs happen, it doesn't affect our lifestyle. That's a good place to be. And that's what these types of annuities offer. You don't buy them for the incredible rates of return. You don't buy them for the market-like returns.
Which you're not going to get.
You're not going to get. You buy them for the peace of mind of knowing that your expenses are covered for as long as you live. That is a sleep at night factor.
Yeah, that's what guaranteed income is all about, really. You know, there for whatever reason, they're often touted and sold with a whole bunch of sizzle that to me is unnecessary. Because
and that's what gives them a bad name.
Yeah, it's I mean, what you're being given here, what you're buying is a source of guaranteed income that you cannot outlive. And in some cases, you could set it up that your spouse, if you're married, can't outlive as well. There are a whole bunch of different ways that you can play with this. And the more features you add, the more, you know, it will add to the cost. But ultimately, it's about your goals. I mean, if your goal, Professor Plum, is I want to make sure that I have enough in my wife and I, let's say, have enough income, and when I'm gone, she'll get an life insurance policy, but I still want her to have this basic income, you know, until such and such date. Or I want to make sure she has enough income for me because the life insurance policy is going to be gone at such and such date.
And we make these decisions on all kinds of things, not just annuities. We make the decisions on pensions.
Uh-huh.
We make the decisions on when to take our Social Security benefits. I am currently considering, I mean, obviously I'm not old enough yet, but I am expecting to wait until 70 to start my Social Security. Why? Do I really think I'm going to live to be 127 to make use of that? No, I think my wife will live longer than me. And it's there to give her a good baseline income for the rest of her life, you know, along with whatever assets I can leave her at the same time, but to know that there's a pretty good monthly income and she will never be broke.
Yeah, because once you're gone, whatever Social Security benefit she has, and it's not going to be huge, goes away and she starts taking yours, which, by the way, if you wait till age 70, is going to be the highest amount it can be.
And I have a small pension from a job I had way back when I started in high school. We have to make a decision when I get a couple of years down the line as to what pension option I'm going to take. Do I provide a survivor option, which gives me less income today? How do we go about? We make these decisions all the time to determine how much guaranteed income we're going to have. And we can do it with our portfolio, too.
It's all part of planning. It's all part of strategy. You can do that with Professor Rick Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor. This is done all the time, every day. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. Stick around. You got another hour. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.